Scruff up boy Lola.
Yeah, line up. You know?
Make sure you tell them, yo, fine. Guys, look, I didn't get this lineup before the show started, you know?
You didn't, oh, you or him?
Him, bro.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So, now, we didn't get into to what you were just talking about, though. You've been a security guard and shit. Like.
Nah, actually, I don't care. Yeah, fine, we can talk about the past and shit. You know?
Nah, I was just going to say, like, in terms of, like, what's the craziest thing you've seen doing this shit?
I'm trying to remember.
Like, being a security.
I was just doing crazy shit, fam. I used to let people do whatever the fuck they wanted to do.
Really? Yeah, so you weren't, fam, even securing shit?
Fam, I wasn't. I'm not one of those niggas, fam. Like, it's one of those, fam. Just let niggas do whatever, fam.
So, you, where were you working in the city? With it?
Yeah, so I was in Toronto majority of the time. I did do a building. I used to do Parkland in Lakeshore.
Yeah.
So I actually met some of the Raptors players that are living over there. I'm pretty sure Tory Lanez was living in my building at a point, or like his people's.
Yeah?
So I just seen some shit in there.
That's pretty sick.
Basketball. Yo, Parkland and Lakeshore condos, sincerity. Yeah? Best condos in the city still.
That's pretty sick. Like, where do you feel your network came from? Because obviously you're in the promotion industry, right?
Just, so
like, where'd your network come from?
Fuck, fam. I'm not going to lie to you. It just started from younger age. Like, just always been on the roads, so like went to
where Oakwood. Were you doing on the roads, man?
It's a lot, bro. So you know, it's just one of those, or fam, like I used to go to all ages parties as a younger youth, like just I know how to just make my presence feel felt. So once I made my presence feel felt, I realized that people were like hitting me up, or cameras were on me, or people were always like, yo, it's Lynx, or yo, that's YP over there, or whatever. I mean, obviously I wasn't going by that at the time, but
yeah,
like, you know, people just used to come up to me and shoot, the motion just kind of started at a younger age.
Yeah. What was that party we went to the other day? It was me, you. I think I was with my sister's boyfriend at the time, and it was T-Red. I don't think you remember. We were at a random mansion party. You don't remember that, do you?
No.
So you get too drunk, bro. You probably don't even remember. Yo, I was with you, though, bro. I remember. It was you, T-Red.
I wonder if it was
me. And it was a mansion, bro. We were in, like, some random mansion, like, with a whole bunch of females and shit. Like, it was lit.
What year was this? Was this year?
No, bro. This was like way before COVID and shit. Like,
it's probably one of our parties. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It was pretty lit.
Okay, was it in Vaughn?
Yes.
It was a mansion party we did in Vaughn with the Angels and shit, I think.
Okay. Yes, it was in Vaughn. I was with my sister's boyfriend. I never forget that moment.
This guy was over there.
Nah, this guy was everywhere, fam.
Yeah, I was there. Yo, you don't even remember. I was over there by with you guys too. Like by there was a club that was by York University too.
Mota?
Yeah.
The Mota days. Yeah. Shout out my dog. Listen.
T-Red.
T-Red. Shout out my dog T-Red. Shout out Faye. Faye was at Mota OG. So I got to show Faye some love. Cause
what happened to that club, bro? That was pretty sick. They had the lights and shit. It looked pretty cool in there and shit.
Nah, upstairs?
The upstairs was lit.
I was up there like ghost. I was up there staring at the crowd like I was ghost.
Yeah, I was up there too still. I'm not going to lie. I have some footage over there. Yeah, it's good content over there still. Yeah, had fun.
I used to lock off the entire upstairs. There was what, four booths, five booths up there.
Yeah?
The entire upstairs every time we were there, fam.
Nah,
shout out Mota though. My nigga Eddie, that's the owner. Shout out Eddie. Cause
Did he change the name or rebrand?
Yeah, I think it's called... Shit.
Man, I don't even know. Look at you guys.
I don't even remember the name, fam.
Some Spanish shit, though.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. So what happened was, fam, I'm pretty sure Mota just them times, like, it was just, like, yo, a couple people used to sneak into Mota. So I think
like for free?
Like, not even for free, just younger people and
shit.
Like, the crowd, just, like, I grow with my crowd. So, like, because of the age I am, like, I'm 27, so.
I just turned 28.
Yeah.
I'm
97.
I'm 1 year older than you?
Yeah, I'm 97. Okay. A lot of people don't know that.
So. I didn't know. I thought you were 96.
Yeah, so I'm 97. So, as like, I grew up my crowd. So, like, when we used to party then, like, we were, like, just turned 19, 20, like, you know? I'm hearing this 18-year-old sneaking in the club and shit. Mm-hmm. And then, like, as we just grew older, we just stopped going to Mota, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to Luxy's at, like, 17, 18. I used to have a fake ID.
Yeah?
My homie. So, I used to go to Luxy's, Sam. The Luxy's these guys experience after... Bro, I used to go to Luxy's and get to wear a dress shirt.
Dress
take
shirt.
Off your hat.
No, like, yo, hat.
Luxy used to bully the man.
No way.
Luxy used to bully the man.
No way, man. They're wearing dress shirts. You're wearing dress shirts?
Not no dress shirts. No fucking Raptors jerseys. No jerseys.
No Raptors jerseys?
No jerseys. No
hats. No fitteds.
Yeah, if your jeans are too baggy,
couldn't even get in.
No bags.
Wow.
No nothing.
Wow.
So I used to, fam, I lost like three hats at Luxy, so I'll never
just
get
because
some.
They just
fam, they said, yo, not even took it. Can't bring it in. Me and the man, I'm Ubered. Yeah. Me and the man, I'm found our way.
Uber. Ooh.
Man, I took the bus, whatever.
Ooh.
We,
that's the worst.
This guy had to leave. I had to at the corner.
Yeah. Came back.
Outside, came back.
Gone.
Damn.
Jeez, man.
Yo, doesn't that piss you off? Like when you're at the club and they take your items and then it's like you don't even get it back.
Tell me, you at 44, yo. This guy lost an O at 44.
Oh my god, they took your whole O.
Whole side bag.
Took his whole side bag. There.
Oh man.
Just got loud earlier that day. Like,
oh,
he
man.
Was much.
Oh man.
And yo, he even tried to go get it like 15 minutes before the club ended. He's like, yo, I'm gonna get my shit.
And then
so
what
say
happened?
Less. Kitty girl started laughing at the man.
Nah, cause the girl told me, oh, she's like, alright, just give me your stuff and you could go back in the night. I'm like, miss, I know I'm not gonna get my shit back in the night. She's like, no more, I promise, this, that, whatever. I'm like, alright, don't say a word. So like, what, 20 minutes? Yeah, there's probably like 20 minutes left of the club, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, alright, let me cut, let me go get my shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I go, I'm walking towards like, basically like where the like the coat check is.
Yeah, yeah.
These two security guys ask me where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I'm looking for the girl. They're doing the door.
Yeah.
Man, they look at each other, they start dying. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yo, bro, your shit's gone. Like, yo, that's so pussy. Yo,
they said your shit's gone. It's just gone.
The bag too. They even leave the bag, fam. They took the bag.
So they just jammed you.
Basically,
really taking it in, right?
Like,
can't ever
say you never got jammed.
That's crazy, yo. Damn, bro, that's crazy. Yo, what about like bouncers and shit? You guys have any like weird interactions with like the bouncers?
All the time, fam. I have to bat them up, though.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yo, even on I went to an event, bro. I just hate waiting. Like, I wasn't gonna wait because, like, I told him I'm on the flyer, like, you know, like I was at Summer Mayhem, whatever. I just hate like getting into certain.
Honestly, fam, the thing. I would say like a good 75-80% of bouncers, fam, if you know how to talk to them,
you're good.
Just give them a little change, you know, whatever, fam. Yeah. When you try to rile up and move spank,
but fam, I'm on the flyer and they knew I was supposed to, like, I'll have my section set up. Like, they're trying to act like they didn't remember.
Some of them don't give a fuck.
They really don't give a fuck, though.
Some of them are just, fam, I realize, like, you know, early days in security, like, a lot of these guys are ex-cops. Like, when I was working with a man, told me he failed the police test, like, 8 times.
Wow.
Said, Broski, why are you still doing it?
Yeah.
Anger.
Yeah, like, just mad at the world. Like,
use my security.
This is their one chance at power, some of them, you know? So,
yeah. So it's like, that's when they use their authority, using
it. Like, me, when I was doing security, fam, it was just a baby shit. Like,
yeah.
That's why a lot of them got to chill out, though, because if you notice, like, a lot of them get injured and shit happens to them because they want to move spank. But they don't realize that.
You said that a lot of them get injured?
I think okay, the wildest thing, I wasn't working, but the wildest
how
shit
how much
I
they get paid though? How much they get paid? Is it worth it?
Probably like 30.
Nah, it depends. Some of them more, it depends on where you are. Some of them are 40 bucks an hour, certain clubs.
Depending on the club, fam.
One of the wildest shit I seen was at EFS, yo. Yeah. That EFS back when EFS was open on King and Bathurst.
Yeah.
I was at EFS, bro.
You gotta tell that other story too after. The condo one.
Oh, I got you. So yo, we're at EFS, and yeah, I guess this my homies are celebrating one of his birthdays, so he said, fuck, let's go EFS, turn it up. Mm-hmm. Right, section 4, enjoying our night. Mm-hmm. Fam, some next boot next to us, yo, man getting into security. His homie just looked at him, said, yo, just say it already, you know. Security still getting going. The man just picked up the bottle and just right on the man, your security dropped to the floor. Fam, I see every security guard in the fucking city, fam, that were in that spot. Go to the booth and crush the youth.
Wait, that sounds pretty. That sounds like a movie,
fam.
So wait, you're telling me
like eight security guards, fam? Even the security guards at the front, fam. They locked the door.
Wait, they locked the door,
fam? No one else coming inside, fam. No in and outs, fam. It didn't matter what was going on in the club, fam. Bottles are coming out, fam. I seen 7-8 just big niggas, fam. White guys, black guys, fam. One man grabbed the man's head, threw it into the fam, crushed the man. I'm there in my boot sipping like, holy fuck, this guy is done.
One of the wildest shit I seen, cause I used to go to fucking Juliet a lot, and there's not a lake. It was crazy drunk like white youths there, you know?
So they think I'm not.
Yo, fam. So these two youths, they're there fighting. I don't know what these youths are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Security is trying to stop it, whatever. All of a sudden, the youths, they're trying to fight the security guard. Fam, when I see the security guard suplex fucking, I don't know what WWE move the man did, fam. Folded the youth.
Yeah.
Picked the youth up, threw him in the back room. What? Fam, when I seen like 4 or 5 security guards going to the back room, all of them, yo, fam, fooling you. Fooling you. I felt so bad, fam.
That's funny.
Yo, dog.
Nah, so wait, Julius, yo, Julius. Don't fuck with Julius Security.
Swear, they like that, eh?
Fam, last time, fam, I went to Julius at the end of the year, fam. This is when, Chinese Kitty was here.
Yeah.
So
who's Chinese Kitty?
Chinese Kitty's the
is that an artist?
Yeah, it's an artist. I know. Her and Top 5 had just dropped a track. Her and Top 5 and Bundog. Mm-hmm. So I was at the club and they were there. Mm-hmm. Fam, some white youths are fighting in front of the booth, yo. Fam, I just seen a security guard pick the man up by his legs, put the man in like the tombstone the Undertaker used to do, fam. Fam, and yo, they just carried the man out. One of them was just kneeing him in his head while it, fam. Julius Security was different still.
It's fuck up.
Yo, that's crazy. Have you guys had any any problems with the security before? Like actual, like they try to like fight you type shit?
Not me, but some of my homies.
Yeah?
Some of my homies.
Damn, bro. These security need to chill. But so they really be ganging up on guys though, based on these stories I'm hearing.
Security's like the Jake's, fam.
So they have their own biggest gang.
Fam.
Yeah, they have their own gang type
shit. They take care of themselves. They take care of each other.
Right off each other's stuff.
Bam. Like some security, yo, there's fight outside. You'll see 3 of them from inside go outside to go ride out. Like,
where yeah? Come from? And some of these guys be mad, big as fuck, choppy ass niggas. I'm like, damn, bro. Y'all niggas need to chill.
Man, it's just, they were working
and they be
out
slow
to
as shit
else.
Though. Some of them be slow though. Like they be
half
slow
of them
shit.
Didn't even want to do security.
Fam, the slow ones are like
they catch you. They catch you though. Those slow ones
be like racist. Like mostly like, the Indians and shit. Like
yeah,
that's what you're gonna mostly encounter nowadays. Though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going the small, like, the small Indian girls, the short Indian guys.
Yeah.
I'm there. Like fam, one of the craziest shit I used to see. So I'm a soca guy.
Yeah.
So every year we used to go to Jab.
Oh, you fuck with soca?
Of course.
I did an episode with some soca guys on DJ Buzz B.
Okay.
And Flex got next.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out my dog Buzz B, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You guys going to Tsunami?
I used to. Yeah, I used to heavily go. He used to take care of me. Now Buzz B turned a little famous for me, you know? Buzz B doesn't really remember me no more, but it's okay though. I'm gonna come support same way, you know. Shout out Flex though. Flex is actually a hard DJ too. Like I've met Flex a couple times.
Yeah.
It's a love with those guys though. I was big in the soca realm. From my younger age. I used to fet more than anything else, though.
For real?
Yeah, I used to be a big fetter.
More than a dancehall scene?
More than dancehall scene. More, like, fam.
What's your background?
I'm Grenadian Jamaican.
Oh.
Yeah, so, okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jab runs in my... It runs in the veins,
yeah, runs
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, fam.
You know, the powders and shit.
Yeah, the soca
days,
fam.
I can't do that.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I'll leave that for you guys.
You guys can ask about Jab and soca, fam, if you guys know. Juve.
Yeah.
You didn't have to buy a ticket to go to Juve.
Yeah.
It was 50, 60 bucks, 40 bucks. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Fam, there's that one time every year. So, that's when Juve used to run from, like, 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Yeah. right before Caravana.
Yeah.
It's before like Juve in June and all of that. This is just straight Jab Juve.
Yeah.
Fam, at like 1 o'clock in the morning when the soca guys come, everyone's drunk.
Yeah.
Just bullied through security. Like there was no stop. Like 100 people walking for free every year. Like
really?
Fam, there was just a time. Like everyone's in the parking lot drinking, chilling. And they look at the watch. They start hearing the soca. It starts getting amped. So all right, it's time.
Drunk.
60 mans. Body through security, body through the fence. No one gets searched. And mind you, like, that's why I always say, like, the dancehall crowd can talk their shit, but I'm not lying to you. If 100 people walk into a dancehall party right now, like sans, there's 100 guns in there.
Yeah.
Back then, fam, at Juve, fam, niggas just here for the girls, fam. The dancehall mans want to go press mans. They're not here for the galdem. But the soca mans, we always love galdem. And you guys can say whatever you want as dancehall youth. I'm a dancehall youth now. You guys are gay still. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not going to hold it. Yo, you guys are Batman still. You guys don't go to parties for girl. Y'all don't go pre-mon and be mad at this man for fucking your girl or whatever, fam. Like, why am I at dance hall scene? Niggas are looking at me mad like, bro, did I know that was your girl, fam? Like, you're going to hug up on the next thing, fam. What are you mad about? Like, I'm still going to fuck you. Like, what are you mad about?
Yo, you guys kill me, bro. Holy fuck, bro. So, yo, let me ask you guys this, though. I asked I think I asked this before, bro. Like, on the polls and shit. Would you guys let your girl have a personal trainer? Like, a male personal trainer?
Yeah, I would. Still yeah. Mind,
yeah. I'm not insecure, still.
You're not insecure?
I'm not insecure, nigga, is, still. Okay. So at the end of the day, like...
She knows
so, like...
I'm crushing that guy the same way. Personal so, like, trainer,
but like,
not.
But, like, when she's doing the squats, like, he's... It's okay.
That's what it is.
In the gym, that's it. There ain't no home training, right? I'm her personal trainer at home. He doesn't have to train her anywhere else but the gym.
So it's cool.
Not insecure, still go for it.
That's good. Like I feel like I'd be okay with it. Actually, wait. Let me think about that one.
He ain't gonna be okay.
Like, though. You gotta vet him, though. You gotta vet the trainer.
Yeah, I gotta see how this guy is.
You gotta vet the trainer. You wouldn't vet the trainer?
Fuck.
You're vetting the trainer, bro. You're gonna wanna see who this guy is.
Okay, it depends.
If I would, but I wouldn't at the same time.
Like, I'm not gonna go and come to the gym to meet him. If it's like, okay, I'm dropping her off at the gym and the man's outside and she introduces me, that's what I'm gonna do my vetting, you know? But like, I'm not gonna go to the man's Instagram.
You're not gonna do the most.
Nah, because at the end of the day, like, personal trainer or not.
Have you guys ever did that before? Like, talk to a shorty and then seen who she's talking to next?
Yeah, and I always laugh because niggas are nasty. It's bad. I'm not gonna lie to you, fam. There's no girl out here that could tell me the nigga they have after me was better than me at anything, in any way, shape, or form in life, fam. I'm not gonna lie. I always tell girls, like, I'll be your favorite nigga because at the end of the day, you'll always come back.
If I had all the girls you've been with in this room right now, would they be able to fit?
Let him answer first.
You answer first.
Still, mine could fit.
Yours could fit?
Mine could fit still.
What do you mean by been with though?
Like hooked up. Like stuff with.
Yeah, it'd fit.
Okay. Okay, but it'll be a jam though.
It would fit, as I said. I'm not gonna tell you the size, I'm gonna tell you that it would fit.
Okay, that's valid. That's valid.
Might be comfortable, it might not be, we'll never know, but
it would fit.
But some way cheaper for fam. I've been to venues, I've rammed up some venues. Thousand people. Yeah,
we made it work. Still,
we made it work. Yo, couple girls gotta stand on the couch. You gotta do what you gotta do. You're gonna fit, right?
Nah, real shit. Yo, would you guys go on like a single boat party, like for like a week? You're a single guy by yourself though. You can't go with anybody else. Yeah, you gotta go by yourself though.
Like I can't go with one of my dogs. No. Like, just me. Yeah, 100%.
Just you.
Yeah. Just me. I'd go.
You go?
I'd go.
Okay.
I have a question for you, fam. Would you ever go to the movies by yourself?
It's a good question. I think I would. I think I would, right?
Like, yo, you go, you get yourself a popcorn, you get yourself a drink, you sit there and you watch a movie on your dolo.
I would. I would try it.
You'd try it?
I would try it, yeah. I don't want to try it still. Nah. Have you tried that
before? I haven't tried that before. My coach asked me this when we were younger still in high school. He was like, yo, like one of the realest things you can do as a man is enjoy your own company. Like, he asked us at that age, like, would you ever go to the movies by yourself? And like, we all looked at each other like, it's kind of weird still, you know? But now at this age, like, I go and kiki haha in a movie still. Yeah. I don't know still. I haven't done it yet, but I think I would still.
Yeah, no, I agree. And even like I used to watch Kevin Samuels and like women were always, you know, talking about how they can't find a man. And he'd be like, go to a bar by yourself.
It's true.
And enjoy your company and see what happens.
A man's gonna approach. Listen, I always said it still. Women, they don't have to really work. Men have to be the hunters still. Mm. Women are always gonna be the prey. Men have to be the hunters. It's just, you know, be worth being the prey. That's what I always tell girls. Yeah, be worth it.
Story.
Has a girl ever like came up to you and swerved you?
Yeah, I'm not
surprisingly.
Yeah. I feel like
how did it make you feel? How did it make you feel?
Fuck, you as a female, if you're hollering a nigga, fam, you kind of does stuff.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
Let's talk about it.
I'll let him go first. I don't agree with that.
You gotta go first. I don't know if I agree with that either because some girls are just bad and know what they want. Because I'm not gonna lie, I met some bad girls that like talked to me first and like. Not that many. I'm not gonna say it's like bare of them, but there's those one twos where it's like, whoa, this girl's coming to you like me.
You feel like a goal.
They think they know what they want, fam. Mm. How could a girl look at you and say, yeah, that's what I want? She doesn't know you, real school. So how could she say she wants it?
That's true.
I mean, that's true.
So not.
I mean, just based off
looks wise, fam, but that's why shit doesn't last, right? Because looks.
Mm. Let's talk about the dating scene in Toronto. No, you got to finish your point first.
Yeah, and I want to argue him after that.
Yeah.
I want to hear this dumb nigga.
Yeah. So you're basically saying that just because, like, she wouldn't know, like, based off of, like, looking at you and shit? Because a girl can look at you and know if she wants you, bro. Let's be real.
You guys are complicated
and,
niggas.
Yeah, you're complicated. Man, you're complicated. In a sense, look, in the first 3 to 5 seconds, she's going to know if she wants to fuck you. Nah, I think that's what I heard.
That's not true.
I heard some shit like that. The first 5 seconds, a girl knows if she wants to fuck you, you know? Or like 10 seconds, I don't know. Maybe like 20 seconds.
I feel like that's false, though.
Okay. You think that's false?
I need 5 minutes to convince you.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
I will say, the 20v1, this nigga, holy, this nigga came in and sauced up the room.
I walked in there late.
Nah, you sauced
up. I got in some trouble for that video. Hey, some people were mad. I don't know what you were mad about because if you watch the video, I was there for Kush Kong. I wasn't even there for her, you know.
No,
if I wanted her, I would have got it.
No, facts.
Shout out my Kush Kong niggas. You know who you are.
No, facts.
Once again, I got to give you guys some more love. I only popped up for them, and my word, I'm going to say it right now. If I wanted her, I could have left with her. That's all I got to say.
Fair enough, bro. I'm not going to lie. YP, I watched the video, and you had the most sauce, I will say. I will say, I'm not gonna lie. And a lot of people message me about it too. Like, who's that guy at the end? I'm like, yo.
I was even there for the beginning. I walked in there and sauced the video in like 2 minutes.
Sauced it up
still.
You sauced it up.
Shout out my dogs that
were. This guy said, you're not mine. Yo, that clip went. Yo, you wanna hear it?
Nah, watch it still. He's not wrong though.
He's not wrong still.
Fam, nigga, I get it, fam. I'm a man.
He's not wrong.
The reason why I say all I need is like 5-10 minutes to convince a girl, like, if she wants me or not, I'm not gonna cap still. Like, me, I'm a man. I'm not gonna cap for pussy. I'm not gonna cap to be with you. Like, I'll tell a girl straight.
You never capped for pussy before?
Nah, I never. Okay, my age once, because she was older than me.
Okay, that's not. That's
I won't lie to you.
Yeah, that's not.
It was so bad when I got caught, because then she called me and she was like, "How old are you?" I'm like, "What do you mean, how old am I?" She's like,
"Wait, how old were you?"
I was. So I think she was like 20. I think she was like 22 at the time. Yeah. And I was like 18.
Oh, okay,
and I told her I was like 21 or 22, you know?
Okay.
And she believed me still. That was her fault. Because, yo, I was a shorter nigga too. So it's like, should have done your research, bro.
Should have done your research.
Caught
you.
Caught you with that one. But I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm a man. I don't need to cap. So it's like, sometimes it comes off a little too direct, a little too blunt. It gets me in trouble. Mm-hmm. But like,
it is what it is.
I'm just a man. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. So you just have to hug it.
So do you feel like a baddie can come up to you and she's not des if she talks to you first?
100% nah. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Yeah, because I don't know. We study that.
I get what he's... No, as a man, I know what he's talking about.
I can't lie, fam.
It seems desperate. I guess that's what he's trying to say.
I'm not lying to you.
So if she's bad...
I love a direct female. Like, a direct approach.
Yeah.
Like, for some niggas, like, if a girl was to call me, I mean, yo, come fuck me right now.
Yeah.
Like, some niggas think, okay, she's a hoe.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that as, yo, I sauced you so well that you really want me in your hole. Yeah. I'm not thinking your desk. I'm thinking, yo, your age too. I'm over there. Like, what the hell? Yo, listen, there's no way you're calling me to come fuck or you're calling me to suck my dick and you're not going to perform. So I'm expecting a show. I'm going for the show. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
I hear what you're saying. Don't get it wrong, but.
That's a fact.
Do you think you're the only nigga that she's calling, Roski? When you don't answer your phone for that dick that she wants, fam, there's next dick devil.
I'm not gonna hold you. That's true.
That is a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point.
If we haven't fucked before. Hold on. If we haven't done anything. I'm not gonna hold you. I agree with him.
He's not lying.
But I won't lie to you. The way how I step, I'm not gonna brag. I'm not gonna say too much. I'm just gonna say it. Once I step, you know who you're calling first. And I'm the only person you're calling. Because no one's stepping that way.
Has anyone ever broken your heart?
Not my heart broken still. I'm not lying to you.
Keep it real, man.
I'm gonna say yes, because she just wasn't trying to be real with me. It wasn't like she cheated on me or nothing. It was more like, bro, like, we fell out in the worst way, and it was like, after the fallout, I couldn't say that you were really my dog. So that hurt more than anything else.
Because, like, you thought something.
I thought something for so long. Like, we were on and off for, like, 3-4 years. Like, I had thought something so wrong. And to see how you did me in the end was, like.
That hurt more, kind of.
Yeah, it hurt more because I didn't expect that from you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's unexpected. That kind of hurt more than even, like.
If I know you're a slime.
Yeah.
And I know you as a female, you're just a slimy girl. Then, like, I know how to step to you.
You know
how
to go.
Because at the end of the day, like, I know you're a slime. Exactly, like, if you cheat on your man and you try and talk to me and I know that you're cheating on your man, I know that you're going to cheat on your man.
I'm not expect
it. Yeah.
Exactly.
What do you guys believe in karma? Like, when you fought next nigga's girl?
100%. Oh, yeah, yo, there's a point in life I stopped still. I let him go first. But the point in life, like.
Lolo, talk to me.
Like, Oakwood days, fam, the gal them, it was bad. I had to take a break after that.
What happened?
Nah, girls are just cheating. Yo, girls, bro, females, man them, go to your girl's phone. I don't care what excuse she gives you as to why not. Catch her by surprise. Go through her phone. This is your one warning. I'm showing you.
What do we look for? Like, what do we go first?
Go in the best friend conversation first. Whether it's Snap, whether it's WhatsApp, whatever she uses as her predominary social media or whatever.
You gotta go to the best friend.
Check the best friend. Check the group chats. Check the best. But the best friend first. And yo, here's just a little tip. It might get me a little fucked up, but listen. Go in the iMessage, go in the search bar, and type in the words. Ooh. Try the different words. Don't just stop.
Like what, sex?
Sex.
Dick.
Fuck. Daddy. Suck. Because, mind you, it's not just their words that pop up. It's the other person's.
So, that's smart. That's the algorithm right there. He's using the algorithm on them.
I figured out the code.
Here's what you got to do, right? You catch her. You guys are talking. Maybe let me see your phone. The first hint that your girl's a problem is if she's like, why? Or if she's trying to keep her phone from you in any way, shape, or form, because that means she hasn't pre-prepped to see. Fam, let me actually give you the full algorithm.
Got them pre-prepped.
Go. Here's what you do. You go see her on a day she's not expecting you to see her. You text her, yo, what are you doing today? She says, nothing, whatever, whatever. Okay, no problem. You go about your day. Fam, you pull up to the crib. Yeah. Text her, yo, I'm outside.
Yeah.
Say, okay, I'm coming, babes. Yeah. She's already not ready. She thinks you're just being nice.
Yeah.
All right, babes, so go get the foods or here's some roses. You catch her off guard.
Yeah.
Sit there in the car, you're driving, whatever. You get where you're going.
You in the weed, eh?
You gotta bet. Yo, babes, let me see your phone real quick.
Yeah.
And just see her response from there. If she's trying to keep her phone from you in any way, shape, or form, she's hiding something.
Mm.
From there, you just pre her interaction with you, and you go from there. Even if you don't want to go through her phone that day, now in your mind, you should think she's hiding something.
Have you guys ever had a situation where, like, you went through the, because I had a situation where I went through the phone, she was talking to, like,
yo, yak. Yo, yak. I went, yo.
I'll let him go. I fell onto my knees when the law came.
Yeah. I can't lie, fam. Fuck. There's one time.
Why I feel like you've been through it, bro.
I've been through it still, but it's whatever, fam. It didn't bun me or whatever, you know?
Man, it's okay, man.
It was
okay, man. We're here to enjoy.
What's my girl still?
Take a shot, man.
Take a shot, man. Take a shot.
Hey, you're blessed,
take a shot, take a shot, take a shot.
Get over
it. Take a shot, man. Take a shot, man. We're here, man. We're in the booth tonight, man. Explosion. You know what I'm saying? Explosion.
Big X shit. Number one in the listen.
Well, yeah, fam. I can't lie. This girl that I used to fuck still and whatnot. Long story short. I had her Snapchat.
Oh, the worst.
Whatever. She made me log in for something, whatever. But I don't really log in because I don't care.
Mm.
There's one time I logged in and this name popped up. I can't lie. Opened the fucking shit by accident. Okay, I didn't lie. I opened that purpose, though.
Don't even lie on the pod. We're not lying on the pod today.
I opened the next one by accident. I opened that name on purpose. I see her fucking, I scroll up, I go through the pictures now. I see a picture of them kissing. And shit. This is like a month before.
Mm.
Mind you, I've been fucking this girl for like, what, 3-4 months. And you know how the girl, I'm like, you're the only one, this, that, whatever. Honestly, fam, like, I didn't care. I never brought it up to her, but I just knew, I'm on my dog shit, am I?
Fam, I always say that. You have one chance, though. As a female, you have one chance for me before I turn super dog shit, still. And my dog shit, it'll hurt you, still.
I'm not going to get mad. I'll make you lose weight, still.
I'll be your personal trainer, still. You'll lose weight. I'll make you stop eating. No cap.
Peterman, what do you call
I'm going for your friend. Like, I'm going for your ops, your friends, your cousins.
Sister, wait.
If I catch your mom lacking, your mom's caught. Like, if I think your mom's fine, I'm going to tell you your mom's fine. Like, I'm going to make you feel such a way that, like, you'll never treat a nigga like this again. Nah. So this is back when Snapchat never used to log someone out. Whenever you logged them in.
Oh.
So when this girl I was talking to her, supposedly serious, like, Grace hit me with I love you talks, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Said, regular bullshit.
One day I said, yo, give me your Snap password. She said, okay, babes, no problem. Gave it to me. Didn't know I was going to log in or whatever. I forgot how I even got it. She kind of called me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm kind of loud, still. I already know myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I already know myself. Okay, I'm going to be too loud.
Okay. You good.
I'm a loud nigga, you know? But
yeah.
So big facts. And when I logged in on the Snap, I just seen bare, like, just nigga names. Like, damn, like, no streaks, just nigga names.
No girls,
names,
nigga just nigga.
I'm like, yo, why are so much niggas messaging you, you know? I slid one of the conversations, opened it. I see the man just sending bare hard eyes. I can't wait to stroke it for you. I said, but you know how some niggas are weird? They just be doing shit.
Yeah, they be doing too much. And
I
she's not
scroll
doing
up in the conversation. Why did I see the same video the girl sent me the night before sent to him the same time? I said, nah.
Wait, what was the video?
It was a video of her taking a shower still. I won't hold you. Like, butt naked, taking a shower. Like, you know, doing her thing.
Okay.
I said, okay.
Okay.
Time like, oh, this is yours, daddy. In like the comments of it, you know? I thought it was mine. I'm not going to lie to you. Fam, I left that conversation, went to a next one. Same video to another nigga. I said, this is why. I said, nah. Because as I kept scrolling, I see bit. And I'm seeing videos not open. I'm like, nah. I don't want to open one of these pictures and a nigga's dick is off. Because this is, fam. I remember I messaged that girl. I said, nah. You're actually a host. Like me, I'm not loose with the word, like, whore, slut, or nothing like that. I actually told her that day, like, yo, you're actually a whore, you know, like, you're a whore, stuff.
Damn, that's I can't crazy. Lie, fam.
Yo, wait. I didn't know what she said after that.
Y'all know my dangers.
She was just like, she just laughed it off? Or?
It was one of those where she was like, oh my gosh, no, it's not like that.
Oh, she tried to, like,
she tried to play the victim and, like, play the family, shit didn't go right with it. I don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna lie to you. You're not gonna call me.
Wait, she pulled up the childhood trauma?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Childhood trauma. It all started with that worst relationship she's ever had. And her best friend died when she was 6, you know? Like, you know, it wasn't even your best friend. I'm not hearing that. Yo, my ex-man ruined me, and I'm not hearing that
Nah, cut it out. Cut it out. Go get some therapy.
You can't trick me. Yeah. You can't trick me. I'm sorry. You could try, but you can't do it.
Yeah, sorry. I think Lolo had to share. Sorry.
Nah.
Oh.
I forget still what we were talking about.
This guy's boss with you.
I swear you're about to say something, but on the contrary, let me ask you this, though. Oh, have you guys ever said the wrong name during sex? Have you ever called the girl the wrong name?
Not during sex, no.
Not during sex?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm more
on the phone.
Yeah?
In person by accident still.
Okay, yeah.
Or like, on the phone for so long, but arguing, there's no conversation, you know? Mm. So by the time I said the girl's name, I'm like, oh, fuck. There's a different girl on the phone, you know what I'm saying? But no, I said what? Good thing she never heard. I don't know if she heard me, but she said what? I'm like, oh, fuck.
Mm. So you caught yourself. She didn't call you out.
I hope she didn't hear me, bro.
Okay, you're blessed. So like, if she didn't say like, nigga, what? Like, you're good. You're good.
Nah, I'm gonna tell a story based on that.
Oh shit!
This is actually really bad.
It's okay, fam. Take a shot.
I haven't even told the girl this story.
Is this a Players Play exclusive?
Yeah, nah. This is a super Players Play exclusive. I said I'm gonna save it if I ever married that girl in the future. Like right now, we're not really talking. But like I said, if I ever married this girl, I'm gonna start
the things better.
Talk the things, YP. Talk the things.
So Priet still. So at the time, I'm really bad at saving numbers. Like it's actually a habit I've really had to fix. So, yo, what happened was I had two girls that weren't saved. Their numbers weren't saved. And their middle digits were identical. And their last four digits were like two digits off. Okay. So it was like, let's just say 339. And then the next one of them was like 2165. The next one was like 2235 or some shit.
Yeah.
So what happened was I messaged a girl to link up. And I was like, yo, I'm going to come check you. And she's like, okay, yeah, no problem, come through, whatever. I said, okay, blast, like it's a movie tonight, you know, I'm over there, come check you. When I got there, this next girl opened my car door and I'm looking at her like, yo, this isn't an Uber, you know. I'm looking at the girl, I'm like, who the fuck is this? She sits down in my car, oh, hey, give me a hug, like, it's so good to finally, like, link up with you. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is someone different. I won't lie to you. It caught me so off guard. It was so bad because it was like, okay, I have to save both of your numbers right now because this was insane still. But like, it was an accident. I'm not going to lie to you.
You linked up with the wrong girl?
I linked up with the wrong girl by accident still.
Wow. And you don't even remember that girl?
Fam. No, I know who it is. Like, I know the scenario, but I just never knew who I was linking up with. In that moment, because like it was like someone I had freshly just met.
Oh, so you didn't really know.
So I like when she got in the car, I was looking at her like, yo, like, are you in the right car?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh,
that's the girl from.
But no, it wasn't until I went through our convo, our text convo, while I was, I'm here driving.
Oh, so you said, what's your number?
It's one of those where I was driving and I'm looking at like who I just linked with.
Oh,
right?
You just
and I'm scrolling up and I'm like, oh shit, this is XYZ. I went in the other girl's convo and I'm like, their numbers are identical. So right then and there, I just locked in that girl's number and I locked in the next one's number and I'm like, okay, I can't do that again. Like, that was a big whoopsie. But I won't lie to you, like that girl and me actually had a great like.
So that actually turned into something pretty cool.
It turned into something really cool. Like I was actually happy. Like
wow, really?
I actually said it like, if I ever marry that girl, I'll tell her that story still. Like, she doesn't know.
Do you believe in like coincidence or like God's timing? Like,
so,
what do you think that is?
So how,
like,
what, yeah. I really believe in 100% like God's timing. And like, I think everything happens for a reason. So I like, sometimes bro, we do events, Explosion. I'll meet some people at Explosion events, some girls or even not just our events. Like I'll go out, I'll meet people and like, I'll never ask them for their IG or Snap. It just doesn't dawn on me sometimes. Like I just leave it alone, and I'll see them again, and I'll say, "Yo, like, you know, I met you here. Yo, give me your snap, give me your number, give me whatever, and I'll take it." And then like more times, if I bag a shorty somewhere, I won't even holler at her right away. Like I'll just leave the info there and just have it.
What if she forgets about you?
Honestly, they don't. Like I leave a lot. Like me personally, I believe I leave a lasting impression. So like, one day shape or form, like, I'm gonna see you again. If I don't, whatever. If I feel the need to message you, or like, let's say you pull something on Snap, like a paragraph, and I'm like, oh shit, like I relate to this, I'll swipe up and I'll respond to it. And then that could just spark an entire conversation. And then from there, like, they fuck with me. It's kind of crazy still. So I really
you're calculated even, with it.
It's not calculation, but it's kind of like, just as I said, it's, I think it's just timing. Like, timing. At the time, sometimes, bro, I feel like any nigga you meet right away that hollers at you, sometimes, like, you're just thinking he's just trying to holler. Me personally, it's like, sometimes I'll tell a girl, yo, you're mad pretty, and I'll walk away. I won't say a word to them. And they look at me, they're like, yo, come back. Like, where are you going? Like, they love that shit. I don't know. Like, they'll be like, yo, come back. Like, talk to me. And I'll be like, oh, like, what's going on? So you're just gonna say I'm pretty and walk away? Yeah, like, I wasn't looking for a conversation. Like, I just found you very pretty. You caught my eye, and I was going about my day. And then
I fuck with that still. I fuck with that still. It's different. That's different. So
$1 million worth of game, man. I'm telling you, bro. Listen, just all you have to do is stand out from any nigga without lying. Stand out in one way, shape, or form. Whether it's your passion of music, your passion of speaking, your passion of whatever you want to do, stand out from another nigga she might even be fucking or chilling with. Just somehow make her think, like, I wonder if this nigga would treat me better, or if this nigga would take me out, or just make them wonder. Once girls start wondering, bro, I won't lie to you. You don't want a girl that's overly curious about things, because curiosity really will fuck up your relationship still. Like, any girl you have that's too curious about certain things, like, it could really ruin your relationship still. You just have to keep your girl constantly curious about whatever it is you have going on.
How do you keep a girl constantly curious and stay mysterious as she gets to know you and get closer to you?
You got something for them?
I'm thinking.
Honestly, for me, it's more just like, I'm an open book. So I tell them, like, anything you want to know, just ask me. Like, I'll tell you. I'm not shy. As I said, if it gets me in trouble, I really don't care. Like, anything you ask me is before I met you anyway. So it's like, unless it's something that happened that night, I can't tell you something new, right? So it's like, more or less for me, it's just, my personality is just so, like, deep that you're just always going to wonder something about me, or you wonder why I haven't told you this, or, like, word to T-Red, like, girls fall in love without even knowing your govy. Like, girls will fall in love with you without even knowing your name. Like, that's insane to me. Like,
it's crazy.
Like, there's girls out there who I know love me, and they call me Lynx. Like, they have no idea what my government name is, and they don't care. It's just like, oh, Lynx is my man, or whatever, and they want to claim to themselves. And it's like, but I'm a very blunt nigga. I'll be like, yo, you know I'm not your man, right? Like, I've never once made no notion. No, it's like, I know you're not. It's just one of those where, like, one day you might be. Okay. Say so.
You feel like some of, like, your personality comes from just, like, your upbringing and stuff like that?
100%.
Yeah. Like, 100%. With the confidence and stuff. Because you're obviously confident. Because you can step in that room. I've seen it. And just...
It's just one of those. And just, yeah. Deadass.
Talk to me, bro.
Where'd that shit come from, bro? I'm the main character still. Like, I have main character syndrome. I won't lie to you, but it's not like I'm a wasteman. So at the end of the day, my main character syndrome makes sense. So it's like, I won't lie to you. I'll be honest. Girls that find me cute now or find me fine now, I was an ugly nigga. I could admit it. So I had to make my game and, like, my personality really stand out. So it's like, because I wasn't, mind you, I'm, what, 5'8", 5'9". I'm a short nigga. So niggas already have advantage of me because they're taller. So, like, that right there is your advantage. I'm going to beat you in everything else. Like, it was just working on myself. Like, man, if you feel like you're not confident, females love a confident nigga. Like, they could say you're cocky or whatever, but in their head, they wonder why you're confident. So they have to find out.
Were you aware of that? Like, when you first, like, said, like, all right, they might have advantages here, but I know I'm gonna get mine here. Like, were you strategic with that, or, like, was it just normal?
Honestly,
did,
like,
it just happened, like, kind of organically?
Because I'm not shy. Like, I'll approach the baddest female in the room if I want to. Like, I don't think there's no one in a room that outmatches me. You could have more bread than me. You could be more fantastic than me. You could be a rapper. Like, I don't get starstruck. So it's like, you could be an Instagram model for all I care. Like, if I want to approach you, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. If you pay me no mind, you pay me no mind. Or I'm going to step to you in a way that you're going to sit there and be like, what makes this nigga think he could talk to me? And you're going to ask me, okay, like, why do you think that you could associate with me so? And I'll be like, well, you know, I'm just that nigga. You're going to ask me, oh, how are you that nigga? I'll show you. That right there alone, sometimes we'll have them like, okay, so then show me. All right, then drop your number and I'll show you.
And then it goes from
just
there.
Like that. Like, that right there can be one of the easiest ways to bag a female. Like, and that's not even intentional. Like, sometimes I like to test my limits. Like, knowing I'm somewhere I'm not supposed to be, it's like, my presence is felt any room I walk in.
You can bag white girls?
Nah, I don't. I could, but I don't. I don't really rock away girls though.
Indians?
Nah.
I'm just bringing up. I'm just bringing up random shit.
Yeah,
Asians.
I think they're cute. I'm a big. I love black women.
Okay.
I love it. I'm convinced.
So you're like this girl? Hold on. So you keep going.
Yeah. No, I'm big on my black queens. Honestly, it's something that just from young I just always loved my black queens. Like I'm a church boy. I grew up in church, so like overall, I've always been around like black people.
Sunday school.
Oh, okay. I used to play the drums. I actually played steel pan for like 15 years.
For real?
Yeah, I could play steel pan stuff. People don't know that stuff.
I didn't even know that stuff. Yeah. That's crazy.
Drums in church. Yeah. I wasn't the nicest. Yeah. There was niggas better than me. I can admit that. But at the end of the day, like, do some of them niggas know? No, they don't. Because at the end of the day, my confidence is going to show the same way. So like, if I couldn't beg you at certain things, it's like my interaction with you, the way how I talk, my word, I think I could, I personally believe I could beg any female.
Mm. Honestly, I feel like every man has to have that in their head, though, in a sense too, right? Would you agree?
You gotta have
that confidence, because a lot of people, like, I find like they're not confident. Like, if you don't think you're the best, what are you even competing for?
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, and like obviously it has to be based off of some sort of, not facts, but some sort of, like, you have to prove it to yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, you gotta actually have something there. Can't just be like, I'm that nigga. And there's nothing there. You know, it's like,
no, 100%.
You know what I mean? But let's talk about explosion, bro. I want to talk about when did it, like, so you said it's like you were a club goer, like party goer from young.
When did it start?
What's the team like? I want to know what the team's like.
Shout out my members, man.
And I want to know how the last boat party I wasn't invited to, how that went.
You were invited.
I know, I'm just joking.
I personally even messaged you saying, yo, I have two tickets.
I was actually supposed to come, though. You know what it was? It's a long story. It's not good. I'll be at the next one, though. Don't sleep.
How'd the explosion start?
Yeah, talk to me.
Fuck.
I've been hearing. I'll tell it.
But if you can,
you can tell it. But like,
and let me give you guys some credit, too. Bro, I heard about Explosion before YP, I was already going to your stuff. I already knew what you were doing.
TOG days, you know? Yeah. Shout out TOG, YTKSIL, my nigga. That's my dog's life.
Original member. But like, nah, like, that is a movement in the city right now. And like, women are attracted to anything you guys do. So get into the movement. Let's talk about
entertainment.
Let's talk about it.
Let me tell you this right now. We are the number one entertainment. Man. I don't care. Confidence is key. We are the number one entertainment group.
I like the
group.
Cups, too. Bro. Come on.
I'm going to talk my shit. We started that cup trend. I don't care what no one says. We brought that cup trend back.
Talk your shit.
We're real 90s babies.
We didn't start it, but like, we brought it back.
We didn't start it. We brought it back.
Niggas brought the cups before I bought.
T-Mex, you know, Explosion Entertainment. Follow us on Snap, Instagram. You know, you might see your girl in one of our parties, so you might want to just follow it and double check.
I'm putting both of you guys on blind dates, too, man. Don't forget.
Fuck.
How do you guys even... How did your connection even come together, I guess?
How did we link?
All that too, yeah.
This was before Explosion. I've known this guy since...
Since he's a jit?
I can't tell you how old, but we met in church, though. It was at a church.
We met by accident, realistically. Like, we've known each other without really knowing each other.
Type shit? Okay. That's valid. But yeah, talk to me about Explosion type shit.
So now, we met, like, as kids in church... Without really knowing each other. Like, we're always at the same events, always the same things.
Basically, like, our churches are under, like, the same organization, but we're different churches. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we go to a camp, we link up. If we go to, like, the States, like, we link up. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's different churches around, let's say, the city.
Yeah.
When there's big events, we all link up.
Yeah.
So, there's an event that happens in the States. It's called, like, Winterfest.
Yeah.
I knew one of his... Well, it's not even me. One of my brethren knew one of his brethren.
They cheesed me when I first met them. I'm not going to hold you still. Yeah,
like, my brethren knew one of his brethren.
Okay.
And we linked up at their hotel. Because in Canada, you link up in the States. So us link up. You know?
Yeah.
Go to this guy's room, whatever.
I'll let him tell his side. I'll tell you what happened when I got to my room.
So, mind you, I don't know the kid like that. My brothers more know him because they went to school with him and whatever.
Yeah.
You guys probably all know the man. So, yeah, Freedom Mandem. I'm going to say his name.
I'm going to shout him out still.
Low-key Freedom Mandem.
We have no bread for you, but you low-key started Explosion. I'll give you credit.
A man in jail started Explosion?
Nah. Damn, I won't lie to you. The man always got bullied. The man always got bullied for having the name Freedom Mandem without no niggas.
Dan, Freedom Mandem.
Shout out my nigga Dan, though. You low-key started Explosion started without even knowing it still. Shout out you.
Long story short, like, a couple of youths that went to my church, we're friends with him. Bro. We linked up at this guy's hotel.
Yeah.
Fuck, he could tell the rest from there.
Nah, so listen, bro. Let me tell you my side. Mm-hmm. So, this is probably like the first day at Winterfest. Winterfest is usually Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, Friday night, I already told my homie, because me, him, and one of my next boys are sharing a room. I'm the oldest. Me, I'm a man, when I used to step to the States, like, before the conversion rate, it was horrible. Fam, 5-6 bills, ban USD, I'm going to shop. I'm over there trying to enjoy myself, buy some shit, really enjoy the trip, you know?
Let me just get some context. We're talking about, like, when you're on the Greyhound and the church brings you to
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Right. All right. So, long story short, I told my homies already, yo, fam, I have a PlayStation 4 in my room. I have cash in the room. I have clothes. I have different shit. Don't have no one in this room without me here. Or at least if people are, let me know. Because at the end of the day, I can take the cash out of the room, you know? My shit just tucked in a drawer. Bro, I get to my room. This is at like 10 p.m. at night. I was just like, me, I was flirting with girls. And I was meeting American girls. I'm there with one of my next dogs. You're there enjoying the trip. Whatever. I come back to my room. This nigga's sitting on my bed with his outside clothes on. His homie's laying down. One of his next boys is trying on one of my hats. One man's playing my PlayStation. Yo, I walk in the room, there's like 8 niggas in here. I don't know one of these guys. My boy's sitting on the bed. He, mind you, he couldn't tell them shit, so they're bullying him. So I walk in the room, I'm like, who the fuck are you guys? Yo, YP, my bad, fam. This is whoever, you know? So, him and my dog, Limbo.
Yeah.
You know, shout out Limbo.
Yeah.
I kind of got introduced to, and they were on my bed, so we're just kind of kicking it on my bed, yeah, talking. Yeah. And then Tutu's, me and him just found out we had a lot in common. Like, we were just talking.
It's funny, because I met him at a party before this, but yeah, we didn't know
We're at a couple after parties until we're talking, and we're like, yo, you're at this party? And he's like, yeah, fam. Like,
Luxies?
Nah, this is like all ages days. Me and him were at March Madness without even knowing. And mind you, that's downtown. I live closer to downtown than him.
Yeah.
So I was there, you know?
So you guys seen each other, but didn't even know each other.
Okay. So while we're talking, we're realizing, like, yo, we have all these mutuals. This is in like 2015. You know, 2016, we went to camp together, church camp. Me, him, and Limbo used to always kind of be on the phone together and shit. 2017 hit, and like, this guy's a liar. I won't lie to you guys. I'm giving you guys your warning right now. This guy's a big liar. So he just lies for no reason.
All the time,
regardless of what's going on. Just lie. Fam, ask him what color is the sky. He'll tell you red just because it's fucking, you know? So what happened was, I just got accepted to Humber.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, like, yo, I'm about to go to Humber in September. Like, what are you dealing with in the new year? I know he was working, and she's like, yo, I'm going to Humber too. Shut up. Fam, I'm going to Humber, fam. Shut up. You're a liar, bro. Limbo, what are you saying? Limbo, yeah, I'm just working, whatever.
Yeah.
First day school came, the man calls me. Yeah. What are you calling me for, bro? Yeah. Fam, I'm here. What are you saying?
Yeah.
But he's the type of liar. To prove he's not a liar, he would have just came to Humber to come check me on the first day. just to prove he wasn't lying.
Yeah.
So we bucked up at Humber. I'm like, I'm not seeing this guy tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then, yo, I seen him the next day. And then from there at Humber, me and him kind of started this thing at Humber. We used to chill in the calf.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically brought random mans from like the Rex, all over the city, like just started booking us in the calf. Mm-hmm. We just used to get 2-3 tables filled up with us, just chilling in the calf. Yo, going to class, come back to the calf. Like, we're there till... Like,
people always there. Always there.
One place you can go to, morning, you're going to get food. Yeah. So no matter what, from 9 a.m., whatever your class time is, 7 a.m., you're at the calf until 6 p.m. or whatever time you want to go home.
Anyway, we're sitting, so all the things are just walking by. And
yo, miss, yo, come here. Yeah? Yo, come sit down. Yo, bring your friends. Tutus, they start joining us.
I can't lie, one thing where we did fuck up, if we started the explosion back in Humber days, like, we would have been...
I won't lie to you, we'd have been top of the top right
now. Yeah? When did you guys start it?
2022 was our first party. We started the idea in 2021.
I'm tripping. 2021, broski.
So my first party was April 2022, broski.
Let's get the facts. We need the facts. We need the facts on this one. Okay, so.
So basically, like, after all this, when me and him were going to Humber together, like, me and him were always on the phone talking. And, like, one thing we had in common was, like, yo, we're trying to be rich. So we used to always just talk about, like, yo, what could we do to get rich? 2022, right?
2022,
I know, because you're a retard. Anyways. So me and him were always talking, like, yo, we want to get rich. Like, how can we get rich? What could we do, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, ideas would always just flow. And one day, you know, I'm a shout out Team Outside, I think their name is. Mm-hmm. We went to this party and went to a couple parties. Skeng came to the city in, I think, 2021, /2022 early. And me and him were there, and we're just seeing, like, the crowd. And we're like, yo, fam, like, you don't think we could do this, huh? You don't think we can pack up
Gateway.
So shout out Gateway and Brampton. So there was bear parties at Gateway during COVID, during the lockdown and shit, over capacity. 2,000 people, 3,000 people.
What?
Yeah.
Ram up. 2,000 people?
Fam, ram up.
What kind of party front to back.
Fam, you're walking in, the smoke alarm's on because there's 1,000 people smoking.
People are standing in the hallway.
People are standing in the hallway. People are drinking their bottles. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, yo, fam, like, bro, you don't think we can do this, fam? And he's like, yo, I really think we could.
Mind you, we're out every weekend. We know all the security guards, all the party promoters. We're getting parties for free.
We're getting parties for free, bottles for free. Like, so we're spending money and they're just, bro, I'm at a party. You'll see three mans come to you. Here's 2 tickets. Yo, here's 4 tickets. Here's 5 tickets. Bring girls. Yo, come buy 2 bottles. I'll throw you a bottle. Different things. Mm-hmm. So me and my man are like, yo, fam, like, the amount of people you know, the amount of people I know, you don't think we could do this shit?
Because, yeah, partying for free is, it's neat. Don't get it twisted, but fam, it's making a change. Like,
you know?
I'm not that, dude.
And we went to this one party in February. Just right before we really, really, like, we had the name and everything idea. Before, I went to this party in February. It was called Lovers Rock. I'll have to big them up still because they don't know them.
What kind of parties are these? I don't know none of them.
These are big people
fam,
parties.
I have videos, fam. I'll probably send you these videos. You're going to add them in the... Yeah, in the yeah, I'll send you the snaps. You can add it in.
I'll add it in. I'll add it in.
So outside of them, shout out Triple Threat because Keston Trett, that's one of his family to me. Mm-hmm. I used to see his team and I've been to their events shout before too, before I was old enough. And, like, literally, his idea of a team is what I thought. I said, fam, I don't want a team. Like, I want a family. Mm-hmm. I want, like, yo, we can go eat food together. We can go do this. Like, it's not just parties. Together, go on vacation. Know? Like, mm-hmm. bro, like, forget yeah, a party, party group. Shit. Let's yeah. be a, like, at the end of the day, let's find members who understand that we're members. I always said, like, my envision of Explosion was a group of individuals who can come together and do great things. That was my biggest thing. So everyone individually can always do what they want to do. Blow up. Go do this. Go do that. Like, you're not permitted to just be a party promoter. You want to be a personal host? Go be a personal host. You want to be a DJ? Be a DJ. You want to freaking go be a teacher? Be a teacher.
Just, be a cameraman? Be a cameraman. Yeah, do your thing.
A group of individuals that come together.
Come together.
Great things.
We explode. You get me?
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So that's kind of how the idea came together. So I love his rock now. I was tapped in because I do a little bit of media, social media marketing on the side. They brought me in the back room. And fam, I seen a man open a backpack full, cash.
Hundreds, 50s, 20s. Whole backpack.
An entire Jan Sport backpack full of cash. Like the man robbed the bank, fam.
Yeah.
I looked at this guy. I showed him the video because he wasn't back there with me. He wasn't allowed back there. I went to him. I'm like, broski, I'm not going to lie to you. This party shit. Because I said, fam, that's from the bar. That's not from ticket sales. There was 3,000 people in the venue that day. I said, broski, I think we should do this.
Nigga made a bag, strong.
Wow.
April came, we threw our first party. That was in February.
What was the part, like, what was the theme and all that?
You know what? I'm a big dumb monk. Because at the
honestly,
end of the day,
the theme, name was Ballers Night Out, right?
Ballers Night Out?
So the party was called Ballers Night
Ballers.
Out.
Ballers, all right.
So the theme was, okay, we're supposed to get bunch of scammers and whatever.
Trappers.
Yeah. Trappers. Yeah, which we're associated with, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And we're going to call it, it's called Bottle Night Out, Bottle Wars.
So, you come, you get a booth, you show up.
Show up.
You have to show up.
Have to show up.
Damn. So, you know, we're getting the scammers, we're out. Getting whatever.
Bro, yeah. And I mind you, like, shout out my dogs, you know, my broke babies. Shout out my broke babies.
Oh yeah, it was the guys.
Shout out Faye and FT. Shout out a couple people.
Who won this shit?
I won't lie. Faye and FT. I'm gonna give them their credit. They really bullied a lot of people.
How much you think they ran up that night?
They bought like a case of aces still. Outside, they bought like 2 aces to start. Then they bought like a 3 case of ace.
Yeah, what is that? What was the total of that?
They probably spent
over
like,
4 or 5 bands.
Yeah, they probably spent like a 6K stuff. Easy. Damn. Just them. And Faye and FT were my dogs from. Like those two, wow. I locked them in for a booth and said, yo, this is your type of party. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
so, yeah,
this is that
smart.
Ankle.
Okay, I'm so that's pretty smart.
I'm going to shout out Northern Mafia.
So we got it, yeah. So
we hollered at Northern Mafia and we're like, yo, listen, like, let's do a party together. They're like, yo, they haven't really done any collabs before. I give them the idea. They said, yo, they kind of like the idea. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple hosts. The host didn't do their job.
Yo, fuck the host. Any nigga that hosted my first party.
The host didn't do their job.
I'll say their names. Though. I'm not going to hold you. I don't. Okay. I really don't give a fuck still. Fuck Soldier. fuck Nippy and NFL. I'm not going to load. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You guys didn't mind them dirty for our first party. But no cap, fam. Like, our first party ever, we didn't really need any host. Like, fam, we brought out the city for that. Like, that
where
party,
was
I, there's an ankle.
You didn't ask.
You weren't serious.
Where was that?
This is an ankle.
Wait, this is 2022?
Yeah.
Nigga, you didn't invite me. This is April.
I was even doing players play.
I was a homebody.
I
was a homebody.
Exactly. Right. What am I inviting you to?
No, I was a homebody still. I was. Before players play, I was a damn.
I do. Right before players play, the man finally like found me on IG. I lost my IG for like 4 years.
I didn't lose your IG.
That's
how
my dog, though.
Nah, real shit. We've been locked away before this. Yeah. That's the crazy part, too.
Yeah, shout out to Mafia. You know, we did our first party with them.
You know, shout out Soldier and NFF, same way you guys do your own thing, but like, no cap, you guys did the man of dirty on our first party. Stuff, and we still paid you niggas. That's the funny thing. Like, yo, we made such good money that night that like, we still paid them and they didn't do shit.
You guys are real ones.
You know?
So that was our first party.
Shout out DJ Dime, shout out DJ Hyper, and DJ Amir B. Those are our three DJs for the night.
Shout out Hyper.
Fun fact, niggas didn't want Dimes to DJ, you know.
No cap. Let's really talk this shit. There was a lot of mix up with that first party. They didn't really know of him.
They didn't know of Dimes. Okay.
So they said, yo, fam, bro, we only
wanted Hyper.
We only wanted Hyper in the B&B. I said, bro, this DJ.
We're coming with our thing. We need our DJ to play.
Yeah, facts. And Dimes is the first DJ I reached out to. So I'm going to tell you guys kind of the team. You know, so we have three DJs on the team.
So three, okay.
DJ Dimes.
Yeah.
DJ, Select the Lefty, not even DJ, Select the Lefty, biggest Soca. Listen, I'm warning you, Soca guys, don't give Lefty that shot, because if Lefty gets that shot, it's over. Yeah. So Lefty's taking over the Soca scene, I promise you guys.
Wow.
And then DJ CC.
Okay.
The gal them's general.
That's the man of CC.
Then we decided, you know, I'm a man. I said, yo, fam, we need some girls on the team. At the end of the day, girls are always going to bring people. So shout out Alexa. You want to shout out the original team?
Shout out the whole team, man.
Our team was a little bit bigger at first. And we had to boot some members, and some members left because, like...
Sorry, I love you. That's what you guys talk to you guys.
This guy's right. But listen, that's the one member I will shout out. Shout out Sayana. You're 30 still. But... Mm-hmm.
She's not part of the team no more.
Is there females on Explosion team right now?
Right now. So
yeah, there is.
Okay.
We got... Shout out Desi. Shout out Alexa. Shout out CP. Shout out English.
CP Killer?
Yeah, CP Killer. Okay. Shout out English.
Why you say it like that, man?
I know, it's Instagram names.
It's Instagram names. Shout out English, right?
That's all the girls. That's all the girls. Bro,
you name five or four?
What?
I think it's four.
English.
CP, English, Lex.
Four.
I think there's one more, no?
That's it. Stop.
That is it for the female members.
Okay.
Then we're going to shout out the man them. Shout out Lucky. Shout out TK. And then after that, it's me and him.
The rest of them are the DJs. So it's like about...
It's about like 11 of 11? Us. 10 or 11 of 10, us.
Yeah, wow. And it started 2022.
Yeah.
So about 2 years.
Nah, there's like what? 14, 15 at first?
It started at like 14.
We started at 14.
14 or 15.
And then we had 14. A couple of trial runs with
14, some 15. Other what do you mean 14, 15?
Like we started the original 14, group with like people. Another like three, oh, three, four.
Oh, but you guys
girls.
Cut them out.
We had four more girls originally. So we had more girls than guys.
Where are they?
One of them bred. Congrats to her. Her friend followed her and just dipped out when she cut. Oh, like, fam, they weren't serious from the jump. And the next serious. Two girls, like, they were serious.
Oh, I forgot about those four girls.
Yeah, four girls. Like, the only members you laugh is because the man them just knew better.
Yeah,
the
girl, of course.
The
course.
Girls just, you know, they let the emotions just play parts.
Of course.
We add them.
Were they entitled or did they want
to entitled. It was entitlement and then it was like, they didn't feel the need to put in the work. Cause
the first part,
I'm hard on my members, you know? Like, I'm expecting ticket sales. I'm expecting this because, like, we're paying you. I don't care what anyone says. Exposure pays our members the best in the city. We pay our members more than some DJs and hosts.
DJs get paid.
So we take good care of them because we see the work they put in. As I said, it's not just my members. Like, these are supposed to be family members, you know? Like, these are my dogs. And as I said, like, I picked that habit up from Team Triple Threat. Like, their group isn't just a bunch of people. It's literally, like, family. Like, I go to their family stuff, and it's like, everyone's there. We're eating dinner together. We're doing this. We're doing that. So, like, that concept stuck in my mind of, like, the only thing that's more successful than a group of people is a family group. You know what I'm saying? So that was really big on me, and I told him, like, yo, fam, like, we need to make this group like a family. So that was really big on me, you know?
That's pretty sick. So in terms of, like, the group and stuff, like, what's the goal for the future and stuff like that? And how was the boat party? Because I know I was supposed to come to that.
Boat party was sold out. 4 years sold out. This one was 500 people.
Fun fact.
So this been, you said 4 years sold out?
My first boat party had an accident.
The reason, yeah. Tell them how the boat party happened.
All right, let me tell you how the first ever boat party happened. Okay. What time is it? The first ever boat party was kind of an accident. So basically, one of my homies had called me, said, yo, fam, I'm gonna pay for your boat. Let's do a boat party for your birthday.
He said he's gonna pay for the boat?
Yeah,
he said, how much are boats and shit? Because I was thinking of doing a Paris play boat.
Expensive still.
What, like first boat was like what? Like six bands? Seven
like
bands?
Six, 7 bands.
For 4 hours?
For 4 hours.
How much is the boat you just got?
That we paid over 10 bands.
We paid over 10 bands for that boat.
It's that much?
Over 500 people.
Over 500 people, though, is capacity. That first boat was like six bands, seven bands, and that boat was
10 bands for
220 people.
For 5 hours?
Four.
Boarding and thing, call it five. Boarding and dock.
Damn, that's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
So you really gotta up the ticket sales to make it all make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. That's why when people can't get free tickets,
you get mad, you know?
Yeah.
But
it costs money, fam. It's not free, fam.
That first boat was an accident still. So basically, one of my homies told me, yo, fam, for your birthday, let's do a boat party. You know? Yeah. We'll get 200 people. He has this girl that basically, like, he can get a deal from. Let's get a boat. I said, all right. Called him. I said, fam, he said he's going to pay for it, you know? Mm-hmm. I won't lie to you. Let me tell you guys about Lolo. Lolo has a bad habit. He gets excited and he just starts like making shit known. Mm. So like I told him about the boat. It was like the day. It was like June 22nd, I think, or June 25th, the first one. Mm-hmm. Lolo went on his Snap story and said, yo, June 25th, boat party. Make sure you guys all tap it. Flyer wasn't ready. Ticket link wasn't ready. Nothing was ready.
Why are you jumping the gun,
Lolo? The boat wasn't even paid for yet.
Lolo.
People are messaging me. So Lynx, you weren't going to tell me about your boat party? Who told you?
Man.
It's on Lolo's story.
I
go on Lolo's story. Lolo has 5 stories posted about this boat. First day.
Lolo, were you drinking alcohol? What happened? Why did you get so excited?
So I'm here cheesed, fam.
This nigga got excited.
Cheesed, fam.
I thought it was 30 stuff.
So now I go to my homie a couple days later. Yo, broski, like, I mean, people are saying they want to come to the boat. Like, yo, the girl wants to know this is how much it costs. My homie said, yo, broski, my bad, fam. But yo, something just came up. Like, can't even do the boat. I'm looking at Lolo like, yo, fam, he just canceled on us.
So you guys didn't even get the boat?
So, no, it wasn't that, fam. So me and Lolo were there talking. I'm like, fam, why'd you go and post it, fam? Like, this is our second party ever.
Ever?
Our boat party was our second party ever.
So the first one was a success?
Yeah.
Okay, and then it's the
second one. Okay. Now our phones are blowing up. I'll give him his credit because I didn't know what to do still. I'm usually a man, I know what to do. I literally told him, like, yo, broski, I'm not going to lie to you, like... Like, should we cancel it? Like, what should we do? And he was heavy. Like, yo, fam, so much people, like, reacted to this boat. Like, we should do it. I'm like, well, fuck, it's my birthday. I know a lot of people will show out. Like, fuck it, let's just do it. Like, we'll find the 6 bands. We'll pay for it. We'll do it. So me and the man went, paid for the boat.
But didn't you say the guy said that he wasn't able?
It wasn't his link anymore, right? I got in contact with the boat people, got everything organized. So I said, you know what? Like, let's just do the boat.
Okay.
Me and him put the change together and we did the boat.
Was it stressful?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Like, this is my biggest investment in the party since my second party. So, like, I got to up 6K. Me and him got to up 6K. And it's like, we don't even know if we're going to get it back.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And mind you, like, people don't like paying for parties. So, like,
I noticed that. What's up? Like, we'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't lie to you. So, like, tickets are like, yo, fam. Like, usually, boats are $50, $60 a ticket. We're like, broski, I'm not going to lie to you. People are not going to pay $50, $60. So
why are you saying that, though? Because
just
they're
cause usually, people don't want to.
People are cheap.
People are cheap, bro. So, we're like, honestly.
So, then how do you make this scene make sense if people are cheap?
Our parties are just speak for themselves. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. You know every girl in the city comes to an explosion party, so you want to be there
but
as a man.
But the girls don't pay for shit.
I won't lie to you. I'm gonna give Explosion their credit.
Girls pay.
Explosion especially, 100% of the time, not 2% less. Girls pay for our parties more than guys do.
Really?
Girls pay the
more
full price.
Asking for free tickets
niggas want free tickets and discounts before girls. Yo,
really?
Girl, bro, when we drop our ticket list.
Wait, really?
Bro,
girls love free shit, bro.
On everything on my life, bro, I have to shout out the girls that come to our parties.
Yeah.
You guys are not broke still. I've seen girls pay $60 to come to our pool party, pay $60 to come to our boat party, and it's more than the guys. It's niggas who are calling us down on. Willing to pay will call us, yo, can I get 4 tickets? They're $60 each. I'll each answer you right now.
Really?
Over guys.
Okay, but let's get back to the point where you're saying that like people don't want to pay for tickets. That's a real thing in Toronto.
It is.
Like the city doesn't really have infrastructure.
I don't even
enough.
Like that sometimes.
Me too, sometimes. Exactly. That's just
the motion is different though. So like I feel like if I'm coming to your party at the end of the day, I know what I'm gonna spend. There's a lot of niggas who do want free tickets who aren't gonna spend money. Whereas me, I'll actually come and bop a two bottles, three bottles, or I'm gonna come and put something up in the air, right? Like
But what do you guys think about Toronto and the scene right now? Like, with people not wanting
party
to,
scene?
Yeah, like, and people not wanting or? To really, like, it's obviously you guys forced your way in. You guys already are able to use the girls.
You're kicking the door and we bombed up the place, right? People are cheesed about it.
You're kicking the door.
Yo, listen, yeah, then they, if you're like mad, this, a lot of know? Niggas don't like us. If you're mad, I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't care still.
But that's what I'm saying,
happens,
though.
Right?
But that's what I'm saying.
You should have took your emotion when you had it.
Like, not even talking shit, fam. There's a lot of groups that, when we first started, they were doing parties before us. A lot of groups that started, you know,
after us, during us. People were mad I went from a host to throwing my own parties. People were like, yo, Lynx, why can't I book you no more? The price
and
went up.
Like, fam, we've been, what, 2 or 3 years strong, and I've seen a lot of groups crumble, fam. I'm not an idea.
Shit, we lost members too. I'm not gonna hold you because we said
it happens.
It happens. It happens. No matter what, it just gotta push through.
But like, but what do you guys think about the city though?
Slow down. It's not because we lost members.
But it's Toronto though. It's, sometimes don't so you guys get annoyed?
The thing is, our city. I mean, our you know, the thing about our events is it's not just Toronto, right? It's the GTA and more. But I won't hold you. Like, I think we have a strong enough foundation and base. People really fuck with us. So like, they fuck with us a long time. Because like, even though. They fucking,
but the ticket prices and all that shit that you guys mentioned, those aren't issues.
Our bottle prices and our ticket prices are still better than a lot of people's in the city.
So it makes sense.
It does.
And some if of it's our bottle club, it's the club, fam.
Yeah. When we do our venue parties, people can't talk to us. Our venue parties, our bottle prices are best in the city. Our ticket prices are still better than most people's. Even our boat. Our boat's still one of the cheapest boats in the city and it's sold out every year.
What's the price for the ticket?
We start, what, 30, 40 bucks, fam.
Wait, your early birds are 30?
Yeah,
regular for girls. Boat party, yeah, you started
for girls,
bucks.
Though. So the reason why our parties are predominantly girls, I'm willing to give girls a discount. So girls, I always do a little bit cheaper, more times on the ticket link.
Yeah,
so
yeah, like, yeah. That makes sense.
I started girls at like 30, 35 bucks. Mm-hmm. Guys were 40, 45.
So and wait, they're separate links, eh? Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Just buy one and ah.
And you have to, but wait, what if you say you're a girl? How would you, like, how
I'm not gonna lie to you, we have a way to check still. On your ticket, your ticket says it, your ticket shows scanned as female ticket, scanned as male ticket.
Shows what ticket you buy.
So you as a guy, if you're buying a female ticket, number one, you're dead, you're broke, because it's like, my nigga, like, you're only
have you guys seen that before?
Of course. Bro, I've gotten calls that, yo, fam, I'm going to buy 2 female tickets. I'm like, broski, no. Like, what are you dealing with?
Yeah,
like, why are you buying 2 female tickets?
Yeah, yeah.
Pay the extra $5, bro. You're going to see every girl here anyway. Yeah, you know you want
to
be there.
Yeah, niggas are always trying to bump, though.
Of course.
Crazy. But nah, that's wow. So there's a lot that goes into it. So, like, what's the hardest part about doing the events and keeping it going?
And the hardest part?
Yeah, like, what's the most difficult? What's your most challenges you guys face, right?
I think it's just the reason why we don't face too much challenges is just right now it's finding venues and finding
places. That's probably
places,
one of the hardest parts, finding places to do
the parties.
Because nowadays with all the violence and a lot of venues, a lot of places.
God's good though. Like, we haven't had any major issues at any of our parties, like,
fam,
at all.
He's throwing over what?
10, 15 parties.
10, 15 parties, fam, not one incident, bro.
Wow. Worst thing we had was one of our guys bought it up a security guard, and now that. Shout out my nigga Taz. Shout out my nigga Taz, man. Stop fucking with Taz and he buys his bottles, bro.
I don't blame him, still. The security
man paid four bills for Henny security trying to take his Henny before he got off the boat. The man just had to bought him up still, you know? Shout out my nigga Taz.
It is what it is, right?
I would have bought him up too, still.
It is what it is, no cap.
I think that's the biggest challenge that we face, just finding venues. Like, people, regardless, are going to pay. People know, like, our parties are worth it.
You know what I'm trying to say? So we could go to fucking Timbuktu. People are going to come to Timbuktu. Yeah.
What's the strategy behind that? Like, how do you guys get that type of value and, like, that type of
I have to shout out my members.
How do you set that up?
I got to shout out my members and us, right? Like, every single member pulls their own weight, you know? Like, they have people that support them 100%, want to come. Then it's like, when you see the motion, you see the parties.
10 different people with 10 different motions. Put all together,
it's like, why not?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like, originally, like, when we started, like, I'm gonna say this, like, right? If I give like a number, like, each one of my members, let's say, at least bring minimum like 10 to 30 people, let's say, sometimes 40, 50
personally,
that's just them.
Now imagine their friends that they bring
more people.
That's dope.
Me and him alone, I want to say, bring at least 250 people each.
Wait, 250 people each?
I could confidently say some of our parties, he's brought over 200 people. I brought over 200 people myself, himself.
So when you guys are doing that, is that personally you guys are inviting?
I haven't personally invited anyone in the last like year.
When we first,
I just post on my snap.
The party
shit? Wait, you just post the party?
I just post on my stories. I barely invite people. People always get mad at me, and I'm sorry, guys. Like, let this be the place where I tell you as well, and I've told them before. Like, I rarely invite people personally.
Is that good or bad?
If you're someone new that, like, you just see it now, it's like, hey, this is my party, you should come through. Because sometimes I post my party, people message me, oh, like, whose party is this? They have no idea it's mine. It's like, it's my party. And they're like, oh, say word. So once in a while, I might invite new people. But like anyone who really rocks with me, if you watch my story, you know Explosion's my shit, his shit, my team shit.
Do you think personal invites is what helps get
people? It does, 100%. I just don't do it anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
When I first started, like a couple years ago, yeah, I used to message people, fam. I used to go on my Snap. I have 500 people on Snap. 500 people are getting the fucking messages, fam. It used to take time, you know? Now it's like we built it to the point where I don't need to do that, fam. You're going to see my shit. You know the date. You know what we're doing. You want to be there.
Your friends
are telling
you about
it. Okay, so let's say you guys are throwing a party
in
like a month, right?
July 20th.
July 20th.
We're doing another boat. We're doing another boat party.
Okay, I'm there, by the way. All
right.
I'm there.
But day party, 2 to 6.
2 to 6?
Yeah.
Say less. So, okay, so like for that party, like you're throwing it up on your... How many personal invites do you think you're throwing out at that point?
Like personal... Less than 10, to be honest.
Wow.
Less than 10 stuff.
That's impressive. Yo, let me give you guys... Can we clap it up?
Damn,
I gotta clap it up, still. I gotta clap it up because that's great, fam. To be able to create a network that is like growing and you don't have to do the most.
Fam, it's at the point where I post screenshots. It's,
wow.
People are sending it back. People are sending it to next people.
I want to my
I love that, still. I love hearing that.
Personal
that's
invites.
Dope.
Nah, not really, still.
I won't lie to you.
That's dope, still.
My Snap went from like when I first doing this party shit views like probably 3-4 bills. Now, like, some of my stories I've seen over a band, Over a band, 5 sometimes. Like, I don't even know how much people I have on Snap at this point. Like, and it's crazy because, like, my socials used to be, like, I know a lot of people. So, like, I used to be able to, like, the 200 people, 300 people I had on Snap, I could say I actually knew all of them. Now, there's a few people on my Snap and my Insta, like, who the hell are you?
You don't even know.
No idea.
Wow. You just did not. So, okay. So, let me ask you guys this. What do you guys think about the scene in Toronto, like the event space? And like, where do you guys see it going in 5 to 10?
In what sense? Like, in parties in general?
Parties in general. Like, what do you guys think about our city? Because like the landscape is like, some people are tired of clubbing too, right? Right now.
That's why our events are different. Right now too. So that's why like we came up with an idea to kind of always keep our events different. So like early in the year is our anniversary, which is Ballers Night Out. Whether it's Bottle Wars, Ladies Night, whatever.
We do it at a club.
We do that at a club. June, we do the boat. July,
that's a different party.
July, we do a pool party for his birthday.
It's a different type of party.
Where do you do the pool party? At like an Airbnb?
The Airbnb or wherever we can find a pool at this point.
Believe it or not, my pool party last year, we had over 700 people in a backyard.
700
yeah,
people?
Yeah, in a backyard. I mean, it looked like sands. I'm going to send you that video too to add in this, fam. It looked like sands.
Wow. That's crazy.
Shout out Hyper. Shout out my nigga Hyper.
Shout out Hyper because it was him and DJ Hyper's birthday. We did it.
So what kind of, okay, how much marketing are you guys putting into that?
We don't pay for marketing.
Wow.
So what I realize is just social media marketing, right? It's just like because
so you don't run no ads, you guys are not putting any extra, I guess.
No investment into ads.
Whatever's on the page.
Whatever's on the page, people screenshot it, repost it, people send their group chat.
All
right, players, look, I'm going to be real with you guys. YP and Lolo had to leave. However, part 2 may be on the way. Like, subscribe, and stay. And we'll see what happens next. Only our players play. We out.